Okay, good evening, everyone, again. Welcome to our continuing the study of Ashrei. We're going to actually begin the formal learning of the Psukim tonight. I want to thank our host, the Sherns, as apparently hosting this Shir line is a slew for Dan COVID in your house. Cost. So we are, our host from last week cannot host us anymore because of there's COVID in their house. So hopefully. Next I don't week. Know. We'll see what happens next week.
Next week for good. Okay. So let's
be good. Everyone hears me? Good? For those who can? Okay. Okay. So let's begin. We're going to discuss the first two psukim tonight, Tehillah David, Aramil Chalkai Melech, and the letter Beis. Let's begin. So the specific introduction, this expression Tehillah David, the praises of David, it can be used for any mizmor in Tehillim, right? There's not, why only Kuchim, hey, why does 145 have this introduction as opposed to anywhere else? But it is unique. It's, we really only find this expression Tehillah David over here when it comes to Ashrei. And if you look in the Metsudos in Tehillim says that this is unique. Tehillah David, that Lefi Sheba HaMizmor Hazeh Ein Bashum Shelo Bakasha. What's unique about our Perek of Tehillim here is that there's no bakasha. There's no request for anything. I'm not asking Hashem for anything. I'm not asking to be saved. I'm not asking, you know, to be helped from my enemies or to be lifted up from the depths. It's simply praise. And that ubakasha kim gishivche hamakom. It's just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this is only Tehillah. It's only praise. That's all it is. And that's so unique in the rest of Tehillim. That we're not asking for anything. We don't want anything from Hashem. We are just saying, Hashem, I'm here to praise you and to say nice things. The Al-Sheikh explains that this is coming to say that which I am praising, Hashem, is not for me, but rather it's all David HaMelech. I'm standing on the shoulders of David HaMelech, and that Hashem honored David with the Rishus, with permission to come and to praise and to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way. Rav Hirsch, in his Perush on Tehillim, which is often underused for some reason, but Rav Hirsch writes in his Perush on Tehillim that it applies really to all of the last six mizmor of Tehillim. Tehillah David is really introduction to 145, 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150 of Tehillim. This is really, it's kind of rounding out and finishing up the Tehillim, and that's why we're beginning with this this special praise. So let's jump in. Elokai HaMelech. Arlimcha Elokai HaMelech. This is a unique praise as well. So if you don't find this expression of Elokai HaMelech anywhere else, especially when speaking in second person directly toward someone. The rest of Tehillim, if we're talking to Hashem, we're talking to Hashem. So the Ibn Ezra explains that Hashem is the only true king over everything. And one of the many other kings, of the other kings, right? Elokai HaMelech, this is HaMelech, this is the king. This is not just a king who's in charge of some things, but this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the king of kings. It's a praise of Hashem to say that he is the Melech. And he adds, even Ezra adds, that this is the yesod of all of these praises, meaning we begin with this because all of the mizmor is about praising the Malchus of Hashem, it's the kingship of Hashem, the glory of Hashem, the beauty of Hashem in the world, the chesed, as we spoke about last week. In fact, the Yushalmi, the Talmud Yushalmi Seches Brachos, learns out a halacha from this expression, to mention Malchus in every bracha. Let's look at the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says in brachos, Rabbi Zeira of Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav, kol bracha she'eini ma shem Malchus. Any bracha that doesn't have shem Malchus. What do I mean shem Malchus? That we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. A bracha has to include Hashem's name and that Hashem is King of the world. You can't just say Baruch Shakol Yad Bavara. Blessed are you who everything comes from yours. That's not sufficient. A bracha needs to have shem umalchus. Sometimes, for example, if we're unsure about a bracha, we might say a bracha without shem umalchus because we want to say a bracha, we want to say a praise of Hashem, but we're unsure whether it's an appropriate bracha or real bracha. So for example, when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, the father says, Baruch shepatrani me'onsho shalzeh. And there's a whole explanation of what that bracha means. But why don't we say Baruch Ta'ashalachim Shepatron Melchor Shalzeh? Because it's a bracha that's not in the Gemara. And we're very wary to say brachos, that the nusach of the bracha is not in the Gemara. If it comes from a medrash, it makes us feel we're not sure about it. So that's why, for example, women who are Sfardim don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Melechlam Shasani Kirtzano. They just say Baruch Shasani Kirtzano, because that bracha is not found in the Gemara. If it's not found in the Gemara, they don't want to say Shema Malchus, because we're talking about the third commandment, which is a pretty big deal to say Hashem's name. So the Gemara says, so the Rush asks, Rabbeinu Asher asks on this Gemara, how can this rule be correct? Because there is a bracha that we all say every single day that doesn't have talk about Malchus. What bracha do we say every single day that doesn't have the name, that doesn't have Malchus of Hashem in it? You may probably said it twice today as well.
Avos.
Say again.
Bracha
of Avos. Bracha of Avos. Bracha Hashem. Elokeinu v'lokei Avoseinu. Okay, Avram. Okay, Yitzchak. Okay, Yaakov. But that's a bracha. There's no Malchus Hashem. We don't mention Hashem as Malch at all in the Bracha of Avos anywhere. So the Rush is a bit confused. So the Rush says that when we say Hakel Hagadol, Hashem is the great God, that is considered a form of Malchus. It's a praise that's like saying Hashem is the Malach. So based on this, there's a comment of the Tosfos Yontif. Now this Tosfos Yontif is not found in his commentary on the Mishnayos. This is the Chidah. The Chidah says that he heard this in the name of the Tosfos Yontif. And the Chidah says that as follows. We read Rashi as follows. Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech V'Avracha Shimcha Li'olam Ve'ed. I will exalt Hashem and I will bless your name forever. When I bless you, I have to mention Shema Malchus, right? Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech. Hashem, when I bless you, I have to say that you're the Melech. That's the rule. And this is Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech, the Malchus. V'Avracha Shimcha. And this is the Shema Hashem. So when we begin Ashrei with that line, we're saying to Hashem, I'm beginning by declaring you are the Melech, and I'm using your Shem Hashem. Like we open up every single bracha. Ah, we ask ourselves a question, well, what about Shemana Esrei? We don't say in Shemana Esrei. So therefore, we say in the next pasuk, B'chol Yom Avarchaka, V'Allah Shemcha Li'olam Ve'ed. Every day when I bless you, in Shemana Esrei, so I'm only Allah Shemcha. I don't mention Malchus. I only say nice things, but there's no mention of Malchus. But now, Gadol Hashem Umalal Miyod. In Gimel, we say, but when we say Hakel HaGadol, when I talk about the godless, the greatness of Hashem, so that's in place of Malchus. So the Tosfos Yontif finds the halachic discussion of Malchus being mentioned in Brachos and why it's on Shemana Esrei in the first three verses of Ashrei. A very interesting perspective how to understand it, but that's not Pashut Pshat. Let's jump in to understand the discussion. So let's begin with the Ashrei formally. Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech. Aramimcha is a general expression of recognizing the majesty of Hashem, which is sublime over any understanding we could ever comprehend. We're never going to truly understand Hashem. So we're going to say that Hashem, you're above everything. It's beyond my human capability to comprehend you, Hashem. Nevertheless, it is the ruts in Hashem. It's Hashem's desire that we should understand him. That we're always balancing this idea that Hashem is way beyond us. We'll all want to draw close. We come close, we pull away. We come close, and we pull away. And we're filled with wonder on this level that I'm capable of understanding Hashem in the way I'm able to. And even though there's no way to comprehend the essence of Hashem, I'm never going to understand the essence of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But as a prelude to the praises of David, where the poet is detailing and observing various details of the magnitude of Hashem, so I'm going to preface this with talking about that Hashem is exalted, and I recognize the power of how sublime Hashem is, but when it comes to blessing his name, it's something I can do to the best of my ability. So when I'm saying, Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech, Hashem, you are Aromim, you are exalted, you are above, you are way beyond anything I can understand. But you know what? I'm still going to bless you in the way I can. And we're kind of pulled back and forth between us and Hashem. Hashem, I can never understand what it means to be infinite and to be all-powerful and all-knowing. What does that even mean to comprehend that Hashem is Ein Sof without end, that Hashem was there Yesh Me'ayin before the world was created? How could I ever do that? It's Arumimcha. He's way, way beyond us, but I'm going to try my best at the end of the day. This is really explained by the Malbim. Now, if you have the Malbim in front of you, It's a difficult Malbim. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to try to explain what I think the Malbim is saying. If you think that I'm not understanding the Malbim correctly, you can tell me. But I think this is what the Malbim is saying. The Malbim says, "Aramim chalakai malach, Hashem ne'alam mitzad atzmo, v'nigla mitzad pu'laso." Hashem is hidden in his essence. We don't understand the essence of Hashem, but he's revealed in his actions. V'haromimus, who min hatzad shu misromein v'ne'alam min hasaga. When we say aromimcha Hashem, that Hashem is majestical, Hashem is beyond us, that's the part of Hashem that's hidden, far beyond our comprehension. V'amar she'ata alokai, mitzad atzmecha meromein mikol bracha tila. So first I say, aromimcha alokai malach Hashem, you're way beyond me. You're so far beyond my comprehension, my appreciation. I'm really never going to fully understand Hashem. Ulan, however, avar chashimcha, but I'm still going to bless your shame. Shemitzad shimcha, what does Hashem's name mean? Is your name who you are? Is your name your essence? I mean, in some way, yes, it speaks to Hashem and all that stuff, but a name is simply a description of who you are, right? If I call something table, is the word table what it is? No, it's something else. Table's description of the essence of that thing. So a name describes something so I can relate to it. The way that Hashem makes himself known through the way he acts with the world, whether it's torrential downpours, or it's miracles, or it's kindness, or it's beautiful sunsets, or it's medical miracles, whatever it is, how Hashem manifests himself in the world. So mitzad ze abracha, I can bless that. The geder habracha shemavarchem es Hashem hu hashefa v'hatov hayorei neis Hashem. The definition, the tool, the method in which I can bless Hashem is the amount of tov that Hashem brings into this world, right? I can only relate to Hashem in the way that Hashem conducts himself with me, right? I can only understand Hashem in the way that I deal with Hashem in my day-to-day life, that he's bringing his brach into this world. He relates to us in this world. You are the source of good and blessing. But nevertheless, like a king who's hidden away in his glory above everything else. And nevertheless, I bless you, Hashem. Meaning, what I think the Malbim is saying is that the blessing of Hashem is not simply a description or a story. I'm not saying Hashem, did good to me. I'm telling a story about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, this is Avodas Hashem, where a person, I express my submission to Hashem, my admiration of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, my total love of Hashem, and I have to have this view of Hashem, that he's unique, he's above everything else on one hand, and at the same time, that he does so much for me in this world, I can connect to him. And therefore we say, Aromimcha Avarcha. Aromimcha Avarcha is this balance of Hashem is way above us, but at the same time I can bless him on the way that he relates to me. That his exaltedness will come from the way that we bless him. That the fact that Hashem does all these great things for me, I'm able to relate to him and to understand him and to give him a bracha. So in this opening line of Ashrei, Aromimcha V'Avracha, Hashem is beyond us, but at the same time, I bless him in the way that I can relate to him on my own level. Okay, there's a beautiful shot here that I want to discuss from Rav Yaakov Skali. Rav Yaakov Skali is a Talmud of the Rashba. He has drashos on the Torah called the Torah Samentha, and he actually says that Ashrei corresponds to Shema. Ashrei corresponds to Shema. How is that possible? So let's read what he says. He says, "V'tiknu b'mincha." He says, "V'tiknu b'mincha." B'makom kriya shma. Tihilal David v'chem masaf. He asks a beautiful question. How come we don't say Shema and Mincha? Right? Why do we say Shema and Mincha? We say Shema and Shachris. We say Shema. Okay. So it says in the Torah, "B'shachol mecha." Shema in the morning, Shema at night. But Shema is very important too. Why don't we say Shema and Mincha? So the Torah Samincha says, you do say Shema Mincha, you say Ashrei, because Ashrei is really everything that Shema is. Everything you want to say in Ashrei, you're saying in Shema as well. And V'chein B'Masach, and also in Musaf as well. We also say Ashrei, we say Masach. V'pnei Shehi K'neged Kriya Shema. How do I know this? Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech. Hashem, you are exalted, you are above. That's Keneged Yichud Hashem Yisparach. That's the same thing as saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad. Hashem is one. Hashem is way, way beyond. Hashem controls the whole world. It's the same way to say Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech. Ki Yichud Hashem Yisparach Hu, Kishemiyached Kol HaDvarim, Ilas Ilas. When I say that Hashem is one, what am I saying? I'm saying that Hashem is way above and beyond everything. Hashem is way above my comprehension, my understanding. Everything that happens in the world is coming from Hashem. It's a bit of Kabbalah, we'll skip that. Hashem is one. Everything in the world comes from Hashem. Everything that's good comes from Hashem. It's bad comes from Hashem. This table comes from Hashem. The water comes from Hashem. We come from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. Hashem Echad. So that's Aromim Chalokai HaMelech. Hashem, you are in this realm in a way beyond us, and you're the source of everything. That's an expression of Shema. When you say Aromim Chalokai HaMelech, it's as if you're saying in different words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what you're saying. And then he says, quotes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav. The Gemara in Brachos says as follows. Es Hashem ha'amarta hayom. The pasuk says Hashem ha'amarta hayom, that we, the Jewish people, are affirming. We are saying, we are declaring, we're raising up Hashem as our God. Uksiv, and it also says Hashem ha'amiracha hayom, that Hashem has affirmed us. Hashem has raised us up on this day. So we raise up Hashem, and Hashem raises us up. Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to the Jewish people, Atem asisuni chativ achas ba'olam. Says Hashem, you are making me one single thing in the world. You're making me Hashem Achad. You're making me separate and unique. V'ani asa aschem chativ achas ba'olam. And I'm going to make you unique and separate in the world. That's what the Gemara says. Atem asisuni chativ achas ba'olam. How do we make Hashem one in the world? Because we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Achad, right? And how does Hashem do it for us? How does Hashem raise us up and make us unique? Shemar, umikamcha Yisrael, goy achad ba'aretz. Who is like the Jewish people? The one nation in this land. So what do we see? That it's a lashon of romimus, right? Ha'amarta hayom, Hashem, we're raising up, Hashem is raising us up. Aromim chelokai ha'melech. Hashem, I'm going to raise you up. You're going to raise me up. This is all about Hashem Echad. And then he says that we say, that's the same thing as saying, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed, right? Blesses Hashem's name, his Malchus, every single day. That's what we're saying. I'm blessing your name every single day. So where's the Baruch Shem of Shema and Ashrei? Well, we say that Baruch Shem Kavod Olam Voed. And that's how he says that when we say Ashrei, we're actually saying a form of Shema. Ashrei Yishrei Yisach Oyvul Fasala, and Aramim Chai HaMelech is really, it's like a mini form of Shema in davening. We're reflecting the same ideas. So then that leads to address another issue. Why do we say Aramim Chai HaMelech in speaking to Hashem as my personal God, where the rest of Ashrei is really about what? How he controls the whole world, right? All of Ashrei is about how Hashem controls the whole world, how he manages the grass, and he gives the giraffes what they need, and he gives the elephants what they need, and he gives the, you know, the single cell, you know, amoebas what they need, all different types of things. But now I'm getting that's not, my relationship with Hashem is now what Ashrei is about. So why am I getting all personal? So the answer is that just like with Shema Yisrael, that we are involved with Yichud Hashem as his greatest majesty when we say Hashem Elokeinu. The way that we can personally consider Hashem is great and the way he relates to us. So before I begin to talk about everybody else in the world, now Hashem takes care of the giraffes and the humans and the poor people and the rich people, whatever they need. First, I have to say, Hashem, I have a relationship with you. The zechus of recognizing the Yichud Hashem, that Hashem is one and his majesty is something that's only given to the Jewish people with our personal close relationship with him. But when it comes to describing the parts of his interaction in this world, we speak in the language of Hashem interacting with the entire world. So before we talk about everybody else and Hashem takes care of them, first we have to say, Hashem, we have a relationship with you. We are declaring you as Hashem Achad, Aromim Chalokai HaMelech, And now we can go on to talk about the rest of the world. Okay, let's come now to the end of it. And then we say, so we explained previously that Aromimcha and B'chayim Abrachaka are the opening of the Mizmar. And as we said last time, we spoke about the structure of this parakut Tehillim. So we also noted that the entire point of Ashrei is to be Meromeim, Levarech, to raise up, to bless, to be Mahalel, the Kvod, the Malchus of Hashem, to talk about the power, the glory, the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So why then do we repeat within the same two psukim that we're blessing Hashem, right? Do we ever notice this before? When we say the Aleph of Asher, we say, Aramimach Elokai HaMelech, U'b'chol Yom Avrachaka. And then we say, sorry, Aramimach Elokai HaMelech, U'b'chashim Tleilam Lued, I'm going to bless you, Hashem. And then we turn around right away and say, U'b'chol Yom Avrachaka. You just said that you're going to bless Hashem in Aleph. And then in Beis, you say again, Hashem, I'm going to bless you. I know that. You just said it before in Aleph. So why are you repeating it again in Beis? We try not to waste our words when we die. Everyone understands the question here? I just said an Aleph, I'm going to bless you every single day. And then I turn around in Beis and say, duh, I know. I just said that an Aleph. So what's going on over here? So the Malbim says as follows. The Malbim says, b'chayim ha-rachaka, b'chalomar, b'ha-bracha hazos, he mismedes u'mischasteshes b'chol yom. This blessing of Hashem is renewed every single day. Every single day, I will bless Hashem again, because every single day, Hashem brings new bracha into the world. There's new things to bless. There's new things to interact with. Okay, so again, the Malbim is saying something. We're trying to explain what the Malbim is trying to get at over here. The avoda, the idea, the practice, the service of every single bracha is an expression that refers to the appearance of Hashem in his actions in this world, right? When do I bless Hashem? When Hashem does something, right? I see a pineapple. Hashem has brought me a pineapple into this world, so I make a bracha of Hadamah on the pineapple, right? Right? Hashem has given me the ability to walk in the morning, so I'll say, Zokeh Kufufim, that he's Mechim Mitzadei Gaver, whatever it may be, right? Hashem does something for me in this world, and then I make a bracha. Have I said anything controversial? No, right? That's step one. However, there's an aspect of Tehillah that's meant to be added onto that. We can build on top of the idea that Hashem does A, and then I bless Hashem for A. What's the difference between Tehillah and Bracha? They're similar, but they're different. The Pasuk says in Nehemiah in Paraktes, V'ivarchu Shem Kvodecha, they blessed his glorious name, his honor name, U'v'romim al kol Bracha Tehillah. And we raise Hashem up in Bracha and Tehillah. So what's the difference between Bracha and Tehillah? The difference is that something that is defined to one thing. Hashem does A, I bless him for that thing. It's specific. It refers to a specific action of Hashem for which he should be blessed. Whereas Tehillah is a much more broad, extended, without limit reflection of Hashem. So Tehillah says that there's no end. It's not specific to one. I'm not thanking Hashem for this water or that cookie or that rainbow or whatever it may be. Tehillah is of general praise of Hashem that goes on forever. The pasuk of Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech is highlighting the Yichud Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, that Hashem is God, and the majesty of Hashem, which bracha flows. Hashem brings his blessing, his bracha, his goodness into the world. This is one specific type of bracha. The second pasuk of B'chol Yom Avrachaka, and I will be mahalo, I'll have tehillah for Hashem, that's discussing the many endless aspects of Hashem on a much broader level. Okay? So this is the difference between Aleph and Beis. In Aleph of Ashrei, we're saying, I'm going to bless Hashem for all the specific little things I have in my life. I'm going to thank him that I have a car. I'm going to thank him that, you know, my house didn't get flooded. I'm going to thank him for all the little specific things. That's bracha, to thank Hashem for those specific things. But then I say, b'choyim abrachaka. Yes, every single day I'm going to thank him, v'halalashimcha. But it's going to be more. It's going to be mehalel. It's going to be broad. It's going to be expansive. I'm going to go off and off and off and on to all different types of things that are non-specific in my relationship with Hashem. When we come to serve Hashem in a complete way, we need to be mevarech Hashem. And then I need to also expand out to be mehalel, to have tehillah for Hashem as well. So those are the differences between Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. Okay, let's just make one final comment about Pasuk Beis, v'chayim arachaka, and then we'll come to a conclusion. First of all, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph, La'olam yizar adam bebracha shem etzricha, the yarva bebrachos etzrichas. A person should make sure not to make a bracha that's not necessary, and you should make brachos that are necessary. V'chayim David Amar, and David says, v'chol yom avrachaka. This Pasuk is, like we said before, we want to make brachos on all types of things. It's a good thing to make brachos. Now, just to know, what's the difference between a bracha shenet sricha and a bracha levatala? A bracha levatala is a bad bracha. A bracha levatala is if I take this water and I say, hamos alech menaretz. Why? That's a bracha levatala. Why? Because it's ridiculous. This is obviously not bread and it does not come from the ground. Okay? That's a bracha levatala. What's a bracha shenet sricha? Bracha shenet sricha is a bracha that's not necessary. That's, for example, if I have cereal and milk tomorrow morning. What's the bracha on cereal and milk? No? Fine. Let's pick Cheerios. Cheerios and milk. Cereal, what's the bracha? Zonos. What about the milk? It's tafel, right? Now, what if I decide to make the shakal on the milk? It's a bracha shena. It's not a lie. It's true that Hashem did make that milk, but it's a bracha shenet tzricha. It's unnecessary. They're both bad. They're both bad, and they're both violating the third commandment of taking God's name in vain. But there's a difference in the two. So the Rambam is saying, don't make unnecessary brachas, but do make necessary brachas. Seek out opportunities to bless Hashem and to make brachas. Seek them out. Try your best to do it. Again, for women, it's very difficult to make 100 brachos a day, especially if you're not having ma'ariv. It's next to impossible, unless you're like eating 1,000 snacks a day and just like walking all over town. It's possible, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult to make 100 brachos a day if you're not having ma'ariv. So it's it puts you at a disadvantage. But you should try to make brachos. Seek out brachos. Why? B'chol yom avrachaka. Find specific places to thank Hashem. I don't mean like to thank Hashem and like, you know, like I thank you Hashem. I mean specific places to actually make brachos, baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, and to make a brachos to thank Hashem in the way that was intended by Chazal. It's a good thing to seek it out and to find those places to be mechazik ourselves in our making of brachos, to think of Hashem in a specific way for the specific things that Hashem does for us. But I want to note over here a comment from Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer on Tanakh that he wrote. We try to quote things that we know that he actually said himself, not things that somebody said, that somebody said, that somebody said he said. So this I know that he wrote himself. The sefer Talmud Akra is his own sefer on Chumash. So Chaim Kanievsky writes in his sefer, it's on Chumash, Navi, and Ksuvim. So he writes over here. He says, B'chayim avrachaka, ve'alashim chalilam bu'ed. Every single day, I will bless you, and I'll praise your name forever and ever. Perush. Brachos asr lomar yosni mashatichnu chachamim. It's asr to make brachos more than what the rabbis established. Then tichnu kol yom birchosav. And they establish every single day to make brachos. V'lachein en yachol avarech raka brachos shetichnu b'chol yom. Therefore, we're bound to make brachos on the things that Chazal established. Aval, a halala shimcha, the ze'en gavur. To have a halah, to have tehila, there's no border for that. V'yochala halel b'chol raga, v'zeu b'halala shimcha, v'olam v'ed. That's, it's forever and ever. yes, we're bound specifically in the individual brachos we can make. I can't make up new brachos. You have to follow what Chazal said, what the format of brachos are. And even though I might love like the rose bushes outside my house, I cannot go and say, that's not allowed. Okay? You can't make up your own brachos, no matter how much you like. You're bound by what was made by Chazal. But Tehillah, to have your own praise of Hashem, go to town. That's important as all. You need to balance to have bracha and Tehillah. If you're only having bracha, so then you're not, it's what Chazal say, a person who has Shemoneh Esrei, and he says the same Shemoneh Esrei, and it's keva, it's established. They don't have anything personal Shemoneh Esrei, so it's not a good Shemoneh Esrei. You need to add in your own perspective to it. And if you only have Tehillah, if you're only kind of, floating around and saying what's on your mind, and not following what Chazal dictated to us, how to praise Hashem, so then it becomes hefker. It becomes, there's no rules attached, and also can lead to heresy. You can start saying whatever you want about Hashem. You start saying all types of things about what Hashem is, what Hashem is not, and trying to make up your own religion about, what Hashem is and how Hashem conducts himself in the world. So we need to be bound by brachos of b'chol marvachaka, that I have to make brachos every single day, but also v'alashimcha. I have to find opportunities to speak from my heart, to add my own things to Shemoneh Esrei, my own praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my own feelings, my own relationships into Shemoneh Esrei, so it doesn't become stale and stagnant in the way that we talk to Hashem. The Radak says, B'chol marvachaka refers to Olam Hazeh, and V'alashim v'chol v'alam v'ed refers to Olam Haba, but obviously a possibility as well. But those are the two things we're trying to balance over here. Okay, I see a question. What's the connection of the Levatala versus Enetzricha points? Meaning, why does the Rambam say that, or why did I bring it? No? Oh, why did I bring it? Because it was really introducing to the Talmud Dikra. That was really introducing to Rechaim Kanievsky's points about having to be bound within the system of halacha, and what the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said, that we're able to make brachos on specific things, and then in order to expand outward in our own personal praise of Hashem to make it a more personal avodah as well. Okay, that's all I got. Questions, comments, concerns? No? Okay. Lovely, everyone. Have a good night, and to be continued next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.